Blog Talk Radio.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. Love,
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And its strength. Misused.
And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, and I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise. God favored
me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored
me.
They whispered
about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of lies on me.
But God
favored me.
My character.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
I
speak prosperity.
And I speak health.
Was in question, but he favored me. I promised him that I wouldn't compromise, although I was going through, and I spoke.
But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
Got faith in me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith in me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith in me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Praise the Lord. My, my, my. God favors me. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Truly, we thank God for this day. Truly, thank God for the song that was played. God favors me. Oh, glory. All praise to our God. Truly, it is a blessing to be with you again. Hallelujah. Truly, it is a blessing to remember God this day, this morning, this hour, to know that he favored you, favored us in so many ways. Hallelujah. Wake up this morning to be enclosed in your right mind. God favored you. Oh, to have health and strength. God favored you. Oh, to even to be sick and struggling and waiting on healing, God favored you. Hallelujah. For when we are weak, he is strong. In our weakness, he's made perfect. You may be sin sick, weak, or weak by affliction, or sickness may have you down, but oh, you're just in the right spot for God to lift you up. Hallelujah. For God to uphold you. For you to lean upon him, hallelujah, to know he is God all by himself. And besides him, there is no other. Truly, we thank God for these blessings, lessons he's been giving us. Oh, hardly we had a chance to speak on Jehovah and different names of the Almighty God, how we come to know him by our experiences with him. How he unfolds his mysteries unto us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know yesterday we were speaking on over there, and praise the Lord, Isaiah, hallelujah, the 12th chapter. We're going to look at that a little bit, then we're going to run on over to Exodus. Hallelujah. Exodus. Praise the Lord. Exodus 15 and 2. But let us say a prayer. Let's hold you, keep you too long. Let's pray and let's ask God to have his way. Father God in heaven, Father, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Father, first just to say thank you. Thank you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your grace and your mercy that you've shown towards us in abundance over and over again, Father. Thank you for last night lying down. Thank you for early morning arising. Thank you for letting it be said, Father God, to remind us that you're favored us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're favored us. And even in you're looking upon each and every situation. Father God, we ask you to bless whatever your children have upon their hearts. Father, we're asking to look upon, look upon and read the heart, Father God. And, oh, if it be thy will, if it's in your will, Father, grant peace, happiness. Oh, Father God, and joy. Someone may have a bowed down head, a bowed down spirit. Oh, weak, weary, and low. Hallelujah. But you know, we know that you are the lifter of our head. Hallelujah. Allow them to lift up their head. Oh, you get. Hallelujah. Look unto you, which all help cometh from. Thank you, Father God, for your help. Thank you, Father God, for your strength. Thank you, Father God, for the manifestation and the witness of the Holy Spirit that we feel right now. Come on, Father God, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. Father, give us this day our daily bread. We'll be ever mindful to give your name the praise. Thank you, Father, for what you have done for us already. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now, and our hearts are bubbling over with great expectation of what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Father God, when we look unto you, we trust in you, we hope and depend upon you. In Jesus' name, Father, we do pray and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful, beautiful this morning. Beautiful. I just want to come to you with thanksgiving. Tell God we love you. Tell God we love him. We love all of you. Isaiah 12 chapter. The first and second verse, hallelujah. Then Exodus 15, hallelujah. First and second verse, hallelujah. Maybe one, Psalms 118 and 14. We will see how the Spirit leads. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. God bless you. Isaiah 12, chapter, the first verse, and said, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Thou, though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." Hallelujah. Keep that in mind. Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Knowing that this is a song of praise, hallelujah. This is a song of deliverance. How? Oh, hallelujah! How Israel was captive, hallelujah. Then they were set free, hallelujah. And they're outcast, hallelujah. From their long captivity, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Exodus. 15. Work it out, Lord. 15 and 2. We're going to start with the first verse. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. Hallelujah. And he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. See, this song is the most ancient one that we know of. Hallelujah. It is a holy song, the honor of God, to exalt his name and celebrate praise. Hallelujah. And his only, not in the least of to magnify any man, but holiness to the Lord in every part of it. Hallelujah. In every part of it, holiness to the Lord. It may be considered typically and prophetically of the final destruction of the enemy of the church. Hallelujah. In this story, hallelujah, in over in Exodus 15th chapter, you have the Lord in him, and here the Lord is in battle. Hallelujah. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is a man of war. Verse 3 will tell you. Exodus 15 and 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you know that? The Lord, all in caps, meaning we're speaking of Jehovah God. Hallelujah. The Almighty One, the most high and lifted up God. The Lord even is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his host had he cast into the sea. Hallelujah. His chosen captain also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Hallelujah. And when you find yourself standing against the Lord, let over here in this Exodus 15 chapter, let you know that you will. Oh, hallelujah. When you come up against God's people, the chosen one of God, you will fall. Hallelujah. You cannot, is it possible for you to kick against the prince? Hallelujah. Pharaoh's chariots, they found that out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The right hand, Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Hallelujah. Let you know, even in your troubles, hallelujah, be not weary, faint not to trust in the Lord God, Jehovah. Trust him, lean, hope, and depend upon him. Listen to godly people's counsel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That have your best spiritual interest in mind, hope, and depend to hear from God. Hallelujah. How can I hear from God? One may ask. All that you have to do is open your heart. Hallelujah. Open your heart. Open your mind. And also open this book we call the Bible. Open it up. Hallelujah. 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 Also, and if you want some to read, hallelujah, if you need comforting scripture, hallelujah, 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 you can look at John, the 14th chapter, for your comfort and says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. This is Jesus speaking here. He said, if he go and prepare a place for you, he will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. And whether I go, you know, and the way, you know, well, how can I stay in this way, oh God? I must stay connected. Hallelujah. Connected. And how I find myself being connected to him is seeking continually to seek after God and what his will is for your life. Hallelujah. Continue to pray and let God have his way. Listen when he whispers to you. Listen as he allow the Holy Spirit to direct your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Comfort. I just come to comfort you this morning. Hallelujah. If you're troubled in mind, or if you need a little spirit, or just an encouragement, something that will bring you closer to God. Hallelujah. Know that God favors me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you kneel in prayer or just throughout the day when you pray, hallelujah. 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 If it's just a prayer of Lord, have mercy. Know that he hears you. Hallelujah. Know and be confident that Jehovah God, which we said is our strength, hallelujah, he hears you and he's ready to listen at you. Hallelujah. Know that he is God all by himself, and he don't need, hallelujah, anyone help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. I love when the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, comes on and you feel your help coming. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another experience we have with our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jehovah. Hallelujah. Jehovah God. Psalms 118. Praise the Lord. Long about 14th verse, you'll find it also, the Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. This testimony here, hallelujah, each Christian should have, hallelujah. And how can the Lord be your strength, hallelujah? How can, because you have to look unto him, hallelujah, for help when you have tried everything else he creates. It makes it personal for you that you can know that nobody but God, hallelujah, can lift you up out of whatever you're in. Hallelujah. It is good to trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 14 again, it says, the Lord is my strength and song. Hallelujah. And it has become my salvation. Make merry even within yourself. Sing, hallelujah. Sing unto the Lord. Sing a love song to the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes just love on the Lord and find out how wonderful, how good it is to taste. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy endures forever. When you feel you've fallen short, know that his mercy endures. When you try the best and you feel like you dropped the ball, you need to know that his mercy endures. Hallelujah. If you need strength, know that his mercy endures. Speak unto yourself, the Lord is my strength and song. Hallelujah. And has become my salvation. Hallelujah. My leaning post, my help. my deliverer, my counselor, my mighty counselor, my leader, hallelujah, hallelujah, the one that saved me from the very effects of evil, the one that keepeth me, the one that upholds me, the one, hallelujah, the one with all the others seem like they have left me. The Lord is right there. You need to know the Lord is my strength and song and has become also my salvation. He's a keeper. He's a deliverer. He's a provider. Hallelujah, Jehovah God and the Lord, hallelujah, is even his name also, hallelujah. Israel found that out. The Hebrew boys found that out down in Babylon. They found it out, hallelujah, hallelujah. David also found it out when he was just a lad and couldn't stand the Philistines and couldn't find the lie that run in his mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he stand up on the strong tower, they stand up on the name of the Lord. You also can stand up on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can find him to be a deliverer and a healer. This is the Lord, my strength. Hallelujah. This is the Lord. And in that, when you find him to be your strength, he's also your song, hallelujah, because you will testify to others that it was nothing but the Lord on my side. It was nothing but the Lord that made a way out of no way. It was nothing but the Lord. Nothing but the Lord that I made, that have been brought this far. Hallelujah. We often say we come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never, never failed me. He's never, never, never failed me. When I look unto him, hallelujah, hallelujah. David even tells us also, I waited patiently for the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined, hallelujah, unto me. Have you ever really prayed to the Lord, hallelujah, and looked unto him earnestly in your quiet chamber and found him to be a friend, found him to comfort you, found him to keep us, found him to be Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, found him to be, hallelujah, hallelujah, one that sticks closer than a brother. We found him over in Psalms, the 40th chapter. David found him, hallelujah. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Hallelujah. And he will also, he'll bring you up out of a horrible pit. Horrible pit could be you just stuck in a slump of sadness or uncomforted. That also is a horrible pit. Doubt can be a horrible pit. Hallelujah. Having not strong faith, having weak faith over and over again, that can also be a horrible pit, stuck in the muck and the miry clay. But, hallelujah. But God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is a deliverer. David said, I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Brought me up also out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goal. Hallelujah. See, God can not only just lift you up, but he can set you up and establish your going. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord is my strength and my song. And is the come. You need to have this testimony. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength. Tell it to yourself. Tell it to your problem. Tell it to when you're worried. Hallelujah. When you're worried or when you're troubled, the Lord is my strength. The Lord, and he's a man of war. Exodus, hallelujah, will tell you. Hallelujah. He's a man of war. Let God fight your battles. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And song, and has become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation. Hallelujah. Prepare, hallelujah, yourself for God to come in and sup with you and lift up, lift up, lift up, lift you up. God, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Know that he's a man of war. Know that even his name is the Lord. Hallelujah. Look of what he has done for you. And even in the presence of what he's doing right now. Look and see what he's doing right now will give you happiness, great expectation of what he will do. Hallelujah. You may be in the point right now waiting upon God. Hallelujah. As you're waiting, he gives you great expectation of some great thing that he's going to do for you. Hallelujah. Know that he's going to keep you. Hallelujah. Know that he has a whole world in his hand. No. With every trial, every tribulation, every problem, every sickness, every downfall, every time you fall short, know that the God of heaven, Jehovah, the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, the Almighty, the High, Most High, hallelujah, know that he has the whole world, hallelujah, in his hand, and he that keepeth Israel, and shall never slumber nor sleep, and he'll rock you in his arm, he'll hold you in perfect peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Know that he is God all by himself. God bless you. This is what I have for you this day, this morning, a continuation of Jehovah God is, hallelujah, is my strength and my song, hallelujah, and my keeper, the sovereign Jehovah God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I hear you. I hear you, Annie. Cradled in comfort. Cradled in comfort. God's comfort smoothed us perfectly. Cradled in comfort. God's comfort smoothes us perfectly. Mm-hmm. When the troubles of this world weigh heavy on our hearts, we find comfort in the knowledge that he protects and fights. Oh, hallelujah, you're so right about it. For us, his children, as a loving parent. Lord help me to look to you for my comfort in times of distress. And that's what it is. And that's what it is, cradled in comfort. Hallelujah. Know that the Lord hallelujah, is your strength and your song. Know that Jehovah Jehovah, hallelujah, is your provider. Know that, look unto God and give God the praise. Give God the glory. Don't take no credit of yourself. Hallelujah. 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 If someone bless you financially, give the praise to God. Someone give you food, give the praise to God. Someone just want to pray for you, give the praise to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some may just want to give a kind word to give the praise to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Comforted. Hallelujah. Cradled in comfort. Also, she gave us a sun reflector. Sun reflector. A world in darkness needs the light of Jesus. A world in darkness needs the light of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Just as sunshine is essential for emotional and physical health. So exposed to the light of Jesus is essential for spiritual health. Thank you, Lord. Just as sunlight is essential for emotional and physical health, hallelujah, so exposed to the light of Jesus is essential for spiritual health. Hallelujah. A world in darkness needs the light of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sun reflector, also cradled in comfort. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Hallelujah. For this time that you've given us. Hallelujah. Would there be one? Would there be one? If something was said or hallelujah, need explanation or someone wants prayer, we're here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. So someone just want to tell him thank you. We're here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone just want to text them. Maybe don't feel like talking. We here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Beautiful today. We thank you. Hallelujah. If not, hallelujah, a chore to keep. Yeah. Also, God to glory. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God. Hallelujah. We'll pray and continue to let God have his way. Continue to remember God throughout the day. Hallelujah. Knowing whatever troubles come upon you, be firm and whatever, even if try to speak to your mind. Begin to say, the Lord is my strength and song and is become my salvation. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord God of heaven, the eternal one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you, Father, for how you allowed us to assemble together. Hallelujah. And just, oh, hallelujah, in your word, be thankful for it. Hallelujah, for every situation as well as things are right now, Father God. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for upholding us. Oh, Father God, we look to you for our help, for our strength, and knowing that you are our song. Hallelujah. And you have become our salvation, saving us from the very effects of evil, watching over us, keeping us, keeping the fiery darts from us that Satan would throw at us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, for allowing us to pray unto you. This communication that you've given man that they may talk to you in prayer and you can and tell you about our troubles and look unto you to be our deliverer. Hallelujah. To be our counselor, to be our guidance, hallelujah, to show us which way to go when we don't know which way to turn, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our spiritual comfort, our spiritual leader, our spiritual guidance, our spiritual protector, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. We ask that you keep us safe in thy care, Father God. We continue to pray for bereavement in hearts, bereavement in minds, bereavement in spirit. Hallelujah. Sad spirits that would, oh, cause someone to stay in grief too long. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we count it victory. Victory in Jesus. Victory in you, oh Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you. And we love you. Oh, hallelujah. Bless us, Father God, to be a blessing. Bless us, continue to lift up you, Father God, that we may show a dying world that you yet live. Hallelujah. Let our light so shine, Father God. Hallelujah. To give strength one to another, strength to ourselves, strength to our family, strength to our loved ones and friends and co-workers. Let us, hallelujah, be what you, all you would have us to be, Father. We give your name the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Thank you for the message, the messenger on this day, and all those that played a part, that, oh, hallelujah, that prayed, hallelujah, that sent in words of comfort. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We pray that this has been a pleasing service in our sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
With Bishop L.T. Walker. Early one morning, I got a call. I was in Atlanta preaching for Reverend Jasper Williams, and Gloria called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down, and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck. I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth. These were some good members, Brother Sheard. I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising saints. And I couldn't understand, why would you take those four people at once? I put three people in one grave. I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine. I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready. And I'm giving those others a chance to get right. So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept.
Help.
What God allows.
What God allows.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off.
Give you a smile.
Bless you, God.